भद्रेशु नित्यं भवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी.
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, Verse number 15, Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. The verse is on the board.
कामं प्रयागि जहि विश्रवसो वमेहम् त्रैलोक्यरावणं पवाप्नुहि वीरपत्नी. पत्नीः सेतुमिह ते यशसो वितत्यै गायन्ति दिग्विजयिनो यम् उपेत्य भूपः. कामं प्रयागि जहि विश्रवसोऽहमेहम् त्रैलोक्य रावणमवाप्नुहि वीरपत्नीम् पत्नीः सेतुम् इह ते व्यशसो वितत्यै गायन्ति दिग्विजयिनो यमुपेत्य भूपः. कामं प्रयागि जहि विश्रवसोऽहमेहम् त्रैलोक्य रावणमवाप्नुहि वीरपत्नीम् पत्नीः सेतुम् इह ते यशसो वितत्यै गायन्ति दिग्विजयिनो यमुपेत्य भूपः.
Kamam pradyapi yahi
Kamal.
Kamal.
As you like.
Prayati.
You may go over my water.
Jahi.
Just conquer.
Vishravasaha.
Of Vishravamuni. Avameham. Pollution like urine. Trilokya. For the three worlds. Ravanam. The person known as Ravan, the cause of weeping. Avapnahi. Regain. Veera.
Oh, great hero.
Patne. Your wife. Badnihi.
Just construct.
Setum. A bridge.
Iha.
Here on this water. Take.
Of your good self.
Yashasaha.
Fame.
Vitatyai.
To expand.
Gayanti. Will glorify. Dik Vijayinaha.
Great heroes.
Who have conquered all directions. Yam.
Which.
Bridge.
Upetya.
Coming near.
Bhubaha.
Great kings. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravan, who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishava, but is condemned like urine. Please, go kill him, and thus regain your wife Sita Devi. Oh, great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Please repeat. My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravan, who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go kill him and thus regain your wife Sita Devi. Oh great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. It is said that a sun and urine emanate from the same source, the genitals. When a sun is a devotee or a great learned person, the seminal discharge for begetting a son is successful. But if the son is unqualified and brings no glory to his family, he is no better than urine. Here Ravan is compared to urine because he was a cause of disturbances to the three worlds. Thus, the ocean personified wanted him killed by Lord Ramachandra. One feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, is omnipotence. The Lord can act without regard to material impediments or inconveniences. But to prove that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and was not merely advertised as Godhead or elected by popular vote, he constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. Nowadays, it has become fashionable
to create some artificial god who performs no uncommon activities. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial god because he does not understand how powerful God is. Lord Ramachandra, however, constructed a bridge over the water with stone by making the stone float. This is proof of God's uncommonly wonderful power. Why should someone be accepted as God without displaying extraordinary potency by doing something never to be done by any common man? We accept Lord Ramachandra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he constructed this bridge, and we accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he lifted Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old. We should not accept any rascal as God or an incarnation of God, for God displays special features in his various activities. Therefore, the Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vedi tatvataha takva deham punar janma neti maam eti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The activities of the Lord are not uncommon. They are all transcendentally wonderful and not able to be performed by any living being. The symptoms of the Lord's activities are all mentioned in the Shastras, and after one understands them, one can accept the Lord as He is. ॐ अज्ञानमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदाधिकम्. सो वी आर नाउ रीडिङ्ग् द पास्ट् टैम्स् आफ् लार्ड् रामचन्द्र, एण्ड् हियर् राइट् इन् द बिगिनिङ्ग् श्रील प्रभुपाद सेस् दट् इफ् समन् इस् अन्क्वालिफैड्, इट् इस् नाट् अ डिवोटी, इट् इस् नाट् लर्निङ्ग्, no better than urine. Putra and mutra. It's just one letter difference. So we are all spiritual sons and daughters of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, what is our duty? We have to be very worthy sons and daughters of this great movement of Srila Prabhupada and try, it behooves us to try to be exemplary devotees. We have become greatly fortunate simply by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So many uncountable lifetimes have gone in the cycle of birth and death. But now, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are on our way back home. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. Very rare opportunity and unbelievable good fortune. What good qualification do we have? Srila Prabhupada has made our good fortune. So because we have become fortunate, we have to now help others who are less fortunate to become fortunate. And how do we do this? Prahlad Maharaj says, 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Svaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. So these 9 processes of devotional service, of which hearing and chanting is the topmost. Lord Chaitanya says hearing and chanting. So constantly we must be hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And this is such a wonderful pastime of the Supreme Lord, where He makes stones float on water. Have you ever seen such a thing? Have you ever heard of such a thing? You take even a tiny pebble, you drop it in the water, God. But Lord Ramachandra made boulders and mountain peaks and huge tree trunks float. Thank you. On the water. So, this is an uncommon feat performed by the Supreme Lord, that can never be replicated. Superhuman, extraordinary, amazing, unbelievable. So this is the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada is warning us not to be taken in by fools and charlatans, quacks and crooks. Because Kali Yuga is full of these kind of situations where some fellow with some mystic powers, he will just do some mantras, he will just produce some ash and some gold and some this and that. How about this? How about I just take this off and hold it? Huh? Like this? Okay. There we go. Simple. I'm sorry? So, you see, the uncommon feats of the Lord have been performed simply for us, simple conditioned souls, to understand the difference between who is God and some ordinary charlatan. So this is a very wonderful pastime of the Lord. And the context is, the whole monkey army has come to the shores, Rameshwaram. And now they are contemplating this vast ocean, how to cross. Ram and Lakshman and Hanuman and Sugriva and crores of monkeys. How do we cross this ocean? So the Lord, for 3 days, is sitting on the Kusha mat waiting for the sea god to surrender and cooperate with him. But what does the sea god do? Like us. I don't care. And so what does the Lord do? With a single glance of anger, he churns the ocean. Waves are billowing. All the deep aquatics are in terror. The alligators, the crocodiles, the timicla fish, everyone rising to the surface in fear. And then the ocean god comes with folded hands. Oh please, my dear one, how can I serve you? So this is our condition also. We are tossed around by all these material impediments and attachments and desires and obstacles. But when we surrender, there is peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding, as they say in the Bible also. So why do we not surrender? Why do we keep struggling? Because of ignorance. And so Srila Prabhupada has given us this bridge to cross over this ocean of material suffering. And then it gets reduced. This vast ocean becomes reduced to the size of a tiny calf's hoof print, so small, and even a child can cross. So we want to take full advantage of this wonderful process given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So let me tell you a little bit about this bridge. It's very wonderful to hear about how these monkeys, they tore up big treetops and boulders and mountain peaks and threw them with a splash into the water. But they were saying, Ram, 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 Ram. The name of Ram was written on every boulder and the stones were floating. And this bridge was built in 5 days flat. 800 miles, 100 yojanas long, 10 yojanas wide. And in 5 days, the whole bridge was finished and the whole army of monkeys crossed. Now you would think that only big, tall, strong, very powerful monkeys like Hanuman would helping Lord Ram, but you will be very interested to know there was a little spider there. Do you know that story? Would you like to hear it? So this tiny little spider, out of love for Ram, let me do my little bit. So we are all like that tiny little spider. Hum tuchhe hai, Srila Prabhupada would say. We are insignificant. But if we are dovetailed with the divine, we are also able to perform wonderful feats. And every one of us must take that very seriously. Just like a cyclist, he can go maximum, 40 miles an hour, something like that. But supposing he catches hold of an 18-wheeler, he is going at 90 miles an hour, suddenly what happens? So we have a very wonderful, wonderful process over here. And we want to dovetail everything. Mind, body, words, heart, intelligence, everything in service to the divine. This is what is needed. This is the great need for the hour. The world is on fire. It's a very degraded age we live in, very degraded. And each one of us has this duty to perform. So we must try to follow this process of Krishna consciousness very nicely, and there is nothing to fear. Lord Ram is giving us this protection. He says, this is my eternal principle. If any person just once says, from this day, my dear Lord, I am yours, I give him full protection. He has nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. So this little spider, he was doing his little bit. He was picking up one tiny little grain of sand and putting it, then going again, picking up a grain of sand, putting it like this. And Hanuman, the great monkey warrior, was laughing at him. Oh, you little spider, what do you think you're doing? Get out of my way! And the little spider was, of course, most, you know, affronted. And he complained to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram said, Hanuman, you are very powerful. Just as you are doing your service, he is also doing his service. So it doesn't matter, he may be very small, very humble, insignificant, of no particular use to any great person. Doesn't matter. But whatever little bit we are doing, we do it with all sincerity to please Guru and Krishna. There's another sweet story about this bridge. It's about the squirrel. Would you like to hear? How the squirrel, the Indian squirrel, developed three stripes. Same thing. This little squirrel was so excited. I want to serve Lord Ram. I want to do something. So he would go take a dip in the ocean, then he would roll in the sand, and then he would come and he would shake his body. Transcendental ecstasy. I'm serving Lord Ram. And all those little grains of sand would fill up. Again, same story. The other monkeys were laughing and they were, you know, making fun of him. This poor little squirrel, he's just dropping some grains of sand. And he was very affronted. And he complained to Lord Ram. Lord Ram lovingly chastised the monkeys and he put three fingers and stroked that little squirrel's back. And so today you will see India, the squirrels have three lines. You won't find this in other countries. You won't find this elsewhere. So that's how the squirrel got three stripes. So these are all very interesting pastimes. I don't have any scriptural reference. This is all folklore. You hear this from your grandparents. At least that's how we grew up. You know, in India, it's just common that you hear stories about Lord Ram and Lakshman and Hanuman and all Mahabharata. It's just the way you grow. I don't know what happens nowadays with children. I hope they do. At least now, women, they do. But we all grew up like that. My father's name is Vasudev Ramchandra. So children were also named like that. They were named after the Lord. Today we have Sunny, Pinky, Dinky, Rinky, Silly, Millie, all these things, which is really, you know. But in those days, they were named after the Lord. It's very common, especially in South India, Raghupati, Raghavendra, Raja Ram, Ramachandra. These names are very common. Very common, because this way you take the name of the Lord, isn't it? So, we have a very wonderful Vedic culture still, to some extent, prevalent in India. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, it is getting revived more and more and more. My grandfather, he would worship Udupi Sri Krishna, and he would be singing. Weekends were for Harina. There was only Kirtan in the house. There was no, oh, it's the weekend, maybe we should go and play some golf. Oh, maybe bowling alley, maybe you try this. No, Harinam Sankirtan. My father grew up hearing the holy name. I grew up hearing my mother sing Carnatic music all the time. She was just singing all the time, Devanama. Carnatic music is all devotional. So I grew up hearing that. But of course, I promptly forgot everything because Western education. And I go to America, and there I receive the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I'm very grateful to America. I'm grateful to the Americans. They have given me mercy, made me a devotee, and reconnected me with my own culture in a very deep and meaningful way. So there are so many songs in praise of the Lord. And all these songs are very beautiful, very beautiful. And in the native language, it is very sweet. It's so sweet, unbelievably sweet, because Krishna is sweet, Ram is sweet, all his transcendental pastimes are sweet. He is sweet complete. Have you heard of Dravida Prabhu? Anyone has heard of his poems? So he has composed this poem, Madhuram Madhuram, based on this very famous song, Madhuram Madhuram, Madhuram Madhuram, says like this. Your gaze is sweet, your smile is sweet, your transcendental flute is sweet, your gopas are sweet, your gopis are sweet, O king of sweet, your sweet complete. That's Krishna, that's Ram. And so all these songs glorify the Lord. But there's one particular song which glorifies both Ram and Krishna together. It goes like this. Would you like to hear?
Of course.
Thank you. Rama namo, Rama namo, Rama namo, Jaya Krishna namo. Rama namo, Rama namo, Rama namo, Jaya Krishna namo. Dasharatha Nandana Rama namo, Devaki Nandana Krishna namo. Dasharatha Nandana Rama namo, Devaki Nandana Krishna namo. Rama namo, Rama namo, Rama namo, Jaya Krishna namo. So, in the native language, these songs are really very sweet. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said that people will learn Bengali simply to understand and recite the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali because it is so sweet. These are the pastimes of the Lord. Very sweet, like sugar candy. Anywhere you go into the pastimes, sweet, relishable. Very relishable. Tushyanti cha ravanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are devoted to my service and they take great delight in enlightening one another about me. So we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to worry about. Everything is there right here. Chant, dance, take prasadam. And then chant, dance, take some more prasadam. And then chant, dance, take some more prasadam. And just go back home. We don't belong here. We are like fish out of water. This is very miserable existence that we are somehow, we have to take the best of a bad bargain, but we are on our way back home. Finally! Finally, we have found the way back home. No matter how many millions of lifetimes, crores of lifetimes, infinite lifetimes, but we are on our way back home. Why? Lord Chaitanya has come to save us, to take us home. Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. So it's not at all surprising. That we are chanting in the streets. Telling everyone we meet. We are going home. We are going home. What is that home? Where every word is a song, where every step is a dance, and every day is a festival, and the happiness is never ending. Ever increasing happiness. And that enchanting blue boy with a peacock feather in his hair and yellow silk dhoti is playing his transcendental flute. Who doesn't want to go back home? Our soul longs for Krishna. All we need is Krishna. So that is our home. And this is the way to go back home. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam charanam braja. Aham tvam sarva pape jo moksha shami maa sujaha. Abandon all varieties of religion. from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Do not hesitate. Do not worry. Simply surrender and I will take care of you. Just as a child is very secure with the parents, we can feel very safe. Srila Prabhupada is the captain of our boat. We are in a very safe situation. We simply follow the process, make our life successful, help others make their life successful, go back home. Never to come back into this world of repeated birth and death. Tatva deham punai janma neti ma neti so arjuna. Never to take birth again. Isn't that wonderful? What can be better than this? Srila Prabhupada has come to save each and every one of us. And so our duty is to become worthy sons and daughters of our spiritual master, of Srila Prabhupada. Somehow, like that little spider, doesn't matter. Whatever little service I have, let me do it with only one aim in mind, how to please Guru and Krishna. Chant, chant, chant. And be
happy.
Stay high forever. No more coming down. So our process is so simple that we can miss it. Why? Fear. Oh, this, oh, that. How will this happen? How will that happen? Why did this happen? How will that? Do you want a beautiful prayer to become fearless? Would you like to hear this prayer? It is Srimad Bhagavatam 588, prayer by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nashirdev. I won't repeat the Sanskrit. I'm conscious of the time this time. It goes like this. My dear Lord Nashirdev, you are the source of all power. I offer my obeisances unto you. O Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activities in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for material existence. How you like that? Yes, we want to become fearless. And Krishna will help. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayatite. Those who are constantly devoted and serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. And Krishna is longing like a loving father. How long are you going to try to be happy here, dear spirit soul? You don't belong here. You belong to me. Come back to me. So our endeavor has to be what? Sincerely trying to do every little thing, whether it's simply making a simple preparation at home, you may be driving your car, you may be combing your child's hair, you may be checking their homework, or you may be some very big leader. But the mood is humble servitorship. Humble servitorship, simply understanding we are very small particles of Krishna and meant to serve Krishna. So thank you very much for listening patiently. Hare Krishna. So we can open up for questions and comments. I don't know if there's another microphone. Yes. Anybody would like to ask any questions? Any comments? Yes? Would you like to take the microphone, please? Well, the internet audience will not be able to hear, so if you don't mind. Thank you so much.
I was just curious as to exactly how you became a devotee. Like, a book somewhere?
You really want to know?
Really want to know.
Is it something that we can we are supposed to say in the class, or I can tell you one-on-one, or?
It's up to you.
Okay. Well, if you are willing to listen, I had gone for higher education. I enrolled for PhD in an Ivy League college called Penn State. And on campus, the devotees from Gita Nagar were coming and they were doing program. So actually it was my American colleague who said, here, there's a leaflet, you know, this must be something about your culture. So I look at that and I say, Penn State Vedic culture, Dr. Joshua Green speaking of Vedic culture. And I think, an American? What is he going to tell me about my culture? Classic. Indian, know it all. And I went there and I was floored to see how Srila Prabhupada has transformed and made these, they were glowing, they were so impressive, they were chanting shlokas, they were singing songs, they were just amazing. And to me, it was a huge wake-up call. I was like, oh my goodness, this is my culture and I don't know anything about it. So I resolved there and then, I've got to learn this. So that's how it all began. The devotees were very merciful to me, very merciful. They were from Gita Nagari. In fact, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and my Shiksha Gurudev, and they took me to the temple. That was the first darshan I had of Radha. Dhamadhar, yes, very merciful deities. And after I came from the temple, I was extremely restless and somehow I just was tossing and I just was beside myself and I heard Krishna say, just surrender unto me. And that was it. that was how I became a devotee. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Yes. Would you please take the microphone?
Hare Krishna. You mentioned the bridge was 800 miles long.
I think because it's mentioned as 100 yojanas, so there's a mention that it's 800 miles long, yes.
Yeah. So I believe that fact as it's written. But I know I was asked the question one time when I was speaking about this at the university, like 800 miles long, you know, the distance from India to Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka is only 80 miles in fact, less than that. So, how do we explain that to people who do not know about Ramayana and its glories, about the bridge being 800 miles long? I even read in Valmiki Ramayana that that bridge wasn't enough. So all the sea creatures actually came and swam alongside the bridge to carry the whole army over to Lanka. That's how many soldiers were in Lanka's army.
I haven't read the scientific explanation, but this much I do know, that the topography of the world is changing. You know, lands which were far apart are slowly coming together. The lands which are up a certain level above the sea, they're sinking into the sea. So there's a lot of shifting and changing. The tectonic plates are crashing together, coming apart. There's a lot of, you know, this ice flows melting. So a lot of changes have been happening. And this is 2 million years ago. 800 miles then is different now because everything is shrinking. So this is my explanation. I don't have any scriptural evidence for it. Maybe you can look it up. But this is my understanding, that the topography and the geography of the world is changing. The certain currents, you know, there were warm water currents, they are changing. You will be surprised that in the last 50 years there are so many hurricanes in America which were unprecedented. Before this, even in the past 100 years, there were not so many. So everything is changing. So my guess is that's how even the land, I mean the gap has shrunk. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah.